Memonoshach daki chad gabuch. Why does the Adam say you have a right to collect your road? Because for sure, one road is the road that I own, you have now. In other words, you own the middle field. And on the all four sides belong to one person. So that person for sure took away your field now, your road. So therefore you have a right to get back your road. But in our case over here, can you say for sure you have it? You can't say for sure you have it by us. And Rashi says, "Holo yoda my kotov." He doesn't know what to even ask for. Like over here, the suffix now, he has a doubt what to ask for. He doesn't even know for sure which son he is. He doesn't know if he's the son of the first brother, and he's asking for the nechasim of the first brother. Or is he the son of the second brother? He wants to get equal chalokim. Since he doesn't have a tainas vadai, maybe here we don't say hodadina. Either be quiet and take it the way it is. If you're not going to be quiet, you should know, I'm going to give back the shtar to the original owner. With them you can't talk, because since they're four different people, each one will throw you away. But over here, can you throw him away over here? Sof, yeah. Like for sure, the Suffolk has the right to get something. There's no way to throw the Suffolk away. Like either the Suffolk is the son of the first brother, and he deserves to get all his nechosim. Or else he's the son of the second brother, and he deserves to get something at least. So since you can't throw him away, for sure here everybody would agree, you would say Hodadina. Therefore, the two machlokes that are not totally zeh v'zeh. Now, what's going to be sofik v'yovim? Shebol l'chalek b'nichsei saba. Let's say the father just died right now. So the sofik with the first son and the yovim. What's going to be the locho? Who yashins the father? Sofik, or the sofik says, Haigavra b'misnavoy. I'm the son of the first brother. Therefore, palgadidi. So like, I'm the son of the first brother. And you're the second brother, so you have a right to have Yashin here for your father, and I Yashin the other half. I take over my father's chelik, so I want half of the grandfather's chelik. Now, Yavim says, no, you should know you're only my son. For less lechavle midi, you have no right to get anything from my father. So what's the locha in such a case? Have a Yavim vadai. The Yavim for sure gets either half or the whole. The suffix. The Suffolk kid now is doubtful if he gets anything or not. If he's the son of the second one, he gets nothing. Therefore, the klal is, v'yein Suffolk moitzim edei vadai. Since a doubtful taina doesn't win, where there's a vadai taina. So the yovim for sure yashins everything. Yeah. Now, what about Suffolk of b'nei yovim? Let's say the Suffolk is we have a Suffolk if he's the son of the first brother, the second brother, or b'nei yovim with the children of the second brother. They're also coming to argue about the grandfather was dead, died now, who yashnas in the chosin. The suffix says, my father was the first brother. Therefore, I deserve to get half of the chilek of the grandfather. Because my father yashnas half, and your father yashnas half. So I deserve to get half. The children say no. Achvonat, you should know, you're only our brother, like your father is our father. And therefore, we all deserve to divide up equally. You don't deserve anything more than us. That's the machlokes here. So what do we do? We do like this. The half that the Suffolk agrees belongs to the other brothers, they take. In other words, the Suffolk is just saying he's the son of the first brother, and therefore he has the right to get half of the chelik of the grandfather. Now the other sons, he's agreeing they're the sons of the other brother, and they have a right to get the other half of the grandfather's nechosim. So therefore half of the nechosim that the Suffolk agrees belongs to the other brothers, they take it. Now tilsa de komoidulei shokel. One third, also the two brothers agree that at most the Suffolk is their brother, Therefore, they have to divide it up in threes. So one-third belongs to the Suffolk. So for sure, the Suffolk gets one-third, and half for sure goes to the other two. Posh lo danka, there's only a question now about one-sixth. Is heavy moment amuta besofik v'cholkin. This sixth, that's where the machlokes is. Who deserves this sixth? And therefore, the sixth we divide in half, and it's cholkin. Now, what's going to be another case? Saba v'yovam b'nichsei sofik. Let's say the grandfather and the yovim come to yarshin the nechosim of the sofik. It's in the case where the sofik died. So now the Saba, the grandfather, wants to say he deserves it. Because the locker is a father yashins his son. If the son does not have sons, then the father yashins it. So the Saba says that this was the grandson of my son, and therefore I yashin it. Whereas the Yavim says, no, he's my son, and therefore he yashins it. So what's the locker? Or else another case is, oi sabe the Sofik, or else case of the grandfather and the Sofik benichsa Yavim, when the Yavim died. So the Sofik says that I'm his son, therefore I yashin it. And the grandfather says, no, you're the son of the first brother, and therefore you don't have a right to yashin it because the father yashins it. So again, in both these cases, it's have a moment amutah besofik. It's called the moment is in a doubtful situation. There's no muhsak here. Therefore, the cholkin, the locker is cholkin. In both these cases, whether where the sofik dies, or else where the yovim dies, and they both have a shaila, which one gets it, the locker is cholkin, applies moment amutah besofik, the locker is cholkin. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Shemeres Yovam Shenoflo Lo Nichosim. You have a Shemeres Yovam, that means what, the brother died and his wife now is waiting for one of the brothers to be Miyabma, to marry her, and before anything happened, she's called the Shemeres Yovam. She's waiting for the Yovam to come to be Miyabma. Shenoflo Lo Nichosim. She received Nichosim. Could be her father died and there was no brothers involved, so she yashin to father. The kid says she got nechosim. She not lo nechosim. She received nechosim now. Rashi says meyaviya from her father. V'salka died and we thought now Rashi says she not lo kishi shemeres yovim. We thought that the nechosim fell to her right now when she's a shemeres yovim. Is moedim beishamir beisilul. Both beishamir and beisilul both agree she moicheres. She's allowed to sell them. Like, right now, nobody married her yet. She doesn't have a husband right now. Therefore, she's the total owner of these nechos, of this property. And if she wants to, she could sell it right now. V'noisenes, she could give it away for a present. V'kayim, whatever she does is kayim. Yeah. Now, Mesa, what's going to be the case? Let's say she dies. Mesa, she dies. Now, ma yasu b'ksuboso uvenechosim hanechnosim v'yoytsim imo. When she dies, now we have to know what happens to ksuba. Like, she had a right to get a ksuba out of the nechosim, the property, from her first husband. So, the question is, who yashins her right now? She doesn't have any children. So, who yashin her? Who has the right to take now the money of her ksuba? And the nechosim hanechnosim v'yoytsim imo. The nechosim that go in and go out with her, that's called, Rashi says, that's Hainu Nichse Milug. Nichse Milug means when she first gets married, like she gives like a present to her husband, that the husband has a right to eat from the fruits of the fields, but the field itself belongs to her. So Rashi says, Hainu Nichse Milug, Sha Karen Shalor. The Karen, the capital of the Karka, belongs to her. Ukeshi Nichneses Nichnosimimo, Ukeshi Yoitses Yoitsimimo. When she gets married, she like gives her husband the right to eat the fruits of the fields. And when she leaves, when she gets a getter now, she takes it back with her. So the question is, who takes it over now? Now that she died, she was a Shemeres Yovim. She had no husband right now. So who yashined her? All she has is just Zika. She's zokuf to the other brothers. So it's a machlokes. Beishama yormim yachloiku. Yorshe habal im yorshe yav. It's the machlokes who deserves to get to nechosim. There's the Yorshe Av, that means her father. If you have a son or a daughter, and they have no children. So the first one in line is the father. The father yashins his children. So Chura, when she dies now without any children, her father should yashina. But the other tzad is the Yorshe Habal. So Rashi says, Yachleiku Yorshe Habal and Yorshe Av. The Sofik Nisuyihi. V'zocha ha-yovim b'chatzi yirushasa. Who's called the Baal here? The Yovim. In other words, we hold Yezika, that means when the first brother died, so his wife now is a Shemeris Yovim, and she set aside Zika to the other brothers. So we consider like the other brothers are a little bit married to her. And we'll soon see in the Gemara how far. Therefore, now that she dies, it's a suffix, maybe they deserve to yashin her. Because the halacha is that when a wife dies, if there's no children, then the husband yashins her. That's the halacha. A baal, a husband, yashins his wife. But here, the yovim is not really the husband, because he didn't make yibum yet. It's only alzika. So therefore, Beishami said it's a machlokes. They're chokin. It's chokin that yarshay habal, that means the yarshim of the yovim, and the yarshay av, they split it. Beisilloim, Beisillo says no, nechosim becheskosin. The nechosim belong becheskosin. It's also like a suffix, who deserves it. Therefore, we leave the property becheskas wherever they are. What does that mean? That ksuba. First of all, it's a question, who gets haksuba? That she had a right to collect the ksuba from the nechosim of her first husband. So, when she dies now, who takes over? That's becheskas yorshe yabal. Since it's by the baal's property, so it's becheskas the yorshim of the baal. Who yashins the baal? The brother. The brothers yashin it. So it's becheskas the brothers keep the ksuba, not her father. Because since the brothers are muchzik in that money that's set aside for the ksuba, they keep it and not her father. Nechosim an nechnosim v'yotzim imo, but the nechosim, the nechsim elug, that always belongs to her, she owns the keren, she owns the capital of that property. The halacha is, becheskas yorshiav, that's like in her chazok, it's by her, and the melu who yashins her, her father yashins her. So her father takes over the nechosim of nechsim elug. That's what Beis Hillel holds. What about Konsa? Let's say one of the brothers now married his brother's wife. After one brother died, there was a mitzvah yibum. So Konsa, the maid yibum, is harei ki ishtel lechodover. Once you miyabim your brother's wife, she's your wife totally now. What does that mean? That if she dies, you yashin her, she's your wife. If you want to get rid of her, you only have to give her a get. No mochalitza. But obovat she takes suba al nichsei bailarishin. That's the only difference. That lemaisla, if you give her a get now, so who has to give her the ksuba? Not the new yovam, not the new brother, but from the original husband. From the original husband's nechosim. That's what we say the yovam. When he's miyavim, his brother's wife, he takes over the property, but I call upon him how much money was set aside for the ksuba, that still has to be set aside. Because when she gets a get of the yovam dies, then she gets a ksuba out of the nechosim from the first husband. That's a takona. We'll see in the Gemara. There was no Yerush at all. Let's say the first brother left over no nechosim, then Avada, the second brother, does have to give her a ksuba. And we'll see this in the Gemara. So to Gemara now. So here, so we have two Arashin is safe in our Mishnah, a case where a Shemeris Yovim, where she receives nechosim. So then both Beisham and Beisil agree that she's the total owner right now and she could sell it. Even though there's like Zika, we don't care about the Yovim, about the husband, he's not called the husband yet. Mashenkin, when she dies, then we have a suffix that maybe the Yorshe of the Yovim has something here, because we say Yezika, she was a little bit married to the Yovim. Therefore the father and the Yovim split her nechosim. That's the most question now. Maishin Aresha, the Leipolig, how come in the Aresha there's no Machlokes? Both Beisham and Beisil agree that as long as the Shemeris Yovim is alive, and if she yashin, she gets a property from her father, that she is the total owner. She could do what she wants with it, she could sell it, she could do what she wants with it. Umaishin are safe for the Pligi. How come then in the safe, in the case where she dies, then there's a Machlokes who takes over her property? Is it really in her chazaka that her father would take it over? Or do we say, no, it's considered like she was married a little bit already, and therefore the Baal, the Yovan, would take over. So what's the difference, the Reisha and the Sefer? So Mara says, Omar Ula says, Reisha, the first case of the Mishnah, did not look as she Arusa. We're talking about that she was only married to a first husband by an Arusa. I mean, they only had Kedushin. They never lived together yet, they never had Nesuyin. There was only an Kedushin, Erison. And then the first husband died, and that was a Matzah. She was a Shemeres Yovam from Kedushin. The Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah, there's a machoikis, what to do with it, a machoikin, or the cheskoson, that's the noflo kashi nesuya. We're talking about when she had nesuyin with her first husband. And therefore, by regular nesuya, the halacha is, the Baal yashin his wife. So therefore, we'll soon see, zika of nesuya is also has a din like nesuya. Uksava rulul holds like this. Zikas arusa, oisa sofik arusa. If by the first brother, he only made Kedushin with his wife, and then he died, so the Zika, that his wife is attached now to the other brothers, to the Mitzvah Yibum, at most that Zika only makes it like a Sufik Arusa, like a Sufik Kedushin.